why not work from the perspective of that fan who you're trying to attract? And that's ever changing, even more so today, especially with the advent of all this technology and everything pulling for the eyeballs of your hopefully future customer. You know, why not figure out the way forward from their perspective? And it's not dissimilar, as I said, when we were talking to the Washington football team, it's not dissimilar to amassing a football team. You work from the inside out. Yeah, you got a flashy quarterback position you need to fill, running back, wide receivers, cornerbacks, and all that. But good teams are built from the inside out, and that's in the trenches. Because if you can't block and you can't tackle, I don't care how functional that quarterback is, he's not going to be upright long. Mm-hmm. I don't care how swift, quick, powerful your running back is, he's not going to find any running lanes. So you build from the inside out, and it's the same with this technology piece. And as far as having a good sense of who your fan is and who they're transitioning to be down the road.
Well, but that's the challenge: is how do you know who your fan is if you are not interacting with them? That's what the fan reach and the mobile platforms are for, because we know everyone walks in the venue with the phone. I think what we haven't figured out is how do we segment these groups within these massive audiences, right? But within that ecosystem, you have people like fan segmentation, like me and BJ, who, you know, I'm not a big social guy, but I want to get into the venue. I want the quickest route there. I want to know where my food is, and I don't have a lot of patience. So what do you got for me? And I think that's how fans are approaching sporting events and sports and entertainment in general, is they want a curated, personalized experience. Yeah. They want to group with individuals that share the same perks, likes, dislikes as them. And they want you to know that before even talking to you.